The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you need something in a pinch, you're going to want to have it in your running belt or a pocket or tied to your shoe. Take a listen. You'll know what I mean when I say that one. But things that are going to really save your bacon when you are out on the run, and things that you maybe haven't thought about and haven't run into, no pun intended, regarding all of this too. So enjoy this episode. I hope it gives you tools and tricks to implement into your run training and into your race day. Let's get started. Welcome everyone to Run Girl Radio. I'm Holly Dickinson, founder of Excel Strength and Conditioning, where we coach and empower female runners just like you across the world, making you faster, more knowledgeable, and set for a lifetime of injury-free running. Each week, I will be bringing you impactful information, creative solutions, and juicy running tips to get you one stride closer to your highest running self. Knowing that when curious and strong women are equipped with on-topic information and innovative solutions, there is no stopping us. Consider me your personal running coach in your back pocket. So join me and get ready to bust down some barriers, laugh at some running real talk, and get excited and energized as we have some fun finding our way together through this wonderful world of running. Hey ladies, and welcome back. Today, I want to dive into the fun topic of what I put into my running belt and what I take with me, because we have all been caught out in a run needing something or feeling like, oh dang, I really wish I had that. And I want to kind of jump to that last stepping stone so that you guys don't have to fail from point A to point C. You can just like take all these tools and know exactly what to take with you, or at least what I take with me, so that you can pick your pieces and in the future add to it, take from it. Okay, sound good? Okay, let's dive on in. So I guess step one would be talking about how you can even have these things on you. Now, I utilize my pockets. I have a running belt that sometimes I use, sometimes I don't use. I have jackets that have nice slim pockets that stay close to the body so that things aren't jingling and jangling around and feeling like they're weighting me down per step. That you might find you have the perfect piece of clothing or perfect item, or you can look at certain running belts on Amazon or online or at your local running store that can help. But all in all, a running belt is a great option. They sit on your hips usually, and it really does take out all of the stress from you having to carry certain things in your hands. Maybe you're a phone runner where you hold your phone in your hand and you have to maybe switch side to side, and it just makes things so much easier when we need to pack things onto us. And packing things onto our hips versus onto our shoulders is a lot better when we're taking compressions from step to step than if we were, wearing like a backpack. So long as the backpack, actually, if it has a waist belt, like those hiking bags that you can get, or the camelbacks where they actually attach around the hips too, then you don't have any backpack jumping on your shoulders and just adding more compression. We don't need that. So there are running belts that you can buy that have there are two main ones. There are ones that can carry water and things, and there are ones that just carry things and are a little bit smaller. I bought one off of Amazon that was just kind of like my trial one. It's great. It's super adjustable. It's a little extra padded so that it's not going to chafe and rub, especially in the summertime when I'm not wearing really thick pants and it's not going over a jacket per se. It's right on my hips. I'll link that down below in the show notes just so that you can take a little browse. Lululemon has some great ones that don't take water bottles. They are just for small items, for running gels, that sort of thing. Again, we'll dive into items that I put into it in a moment. But Lululemon does have some great ones that expand and contract so they're not just flapping around. You really can hold them tight to your body. Now, with most of the ones that are water bottle carriers, there's kind of two options. There are ones that have two little water bottles that are kind of sit on either hip, And that allows you to be a bit more even, is the kind of technology behind that, so that you don't have one water bottle on your right side and you're kind of always running with a little bit more weight on that hip than the other. But I find that I like having the one that is just one water bottle and it sits diagonally across the abdomen, or you can flip it around and it sits diagonally kind of across your low back. This is nice because you literally can just grab, drink, pop it back in, and now you know that whatever weight that water bottle is, it's actually at your midline. It's still in the middle of your body versus finishing one of the water bottles and still having one on the other side. Kind of contradicts. But also, you're carrying more bottle weight, if that makes sense. You'll have both those little guys on either side versus one lightweight one in the back. Now, there are some great water bottle options for hiking, for running. I recently bought and I'm using one that's from the brand Hydro Pack. I'll link that down below too, but it's super soft and super lightweight, and it actually crunches down so that you can just put it in your pocket when it's fully empty, or you can blow a little air bubble into it and it keeps its shape. The nice thing too is that you can also freeze liquid in this water bottle. And in the summertime, what would be great is if you're going on a long run, is you can fill it up halfway, freeze it, and then fill it up to the top with water so that you can have it constantly be cold if you do enjoy cold water when you're out on your long runs. The nice thing too is it's super easy to wash, to dry, and just store again so that you don't need to be really making sure it's very ventilated when you put it away, which is a huge problem that we find with Camelbacks or with the water bladders that you can put into inserts in backpacks. Or in waist belts too. So that's just something that I've found. I know there are ways that you can dry them out, but sometimes that thing, the Camelback, will sit on my drying rack in my kitchen for weeks before it's actually dry, or you really have to use a blow dryer or something to get it all out, get all the moisture out before you can kind of pack it away. So this makes it super, super easy, super simple. P.S. I'm not affiliated with any of these brands. I'm just suggesting what I've seen and things that I've heard of and things that I've trialed as well myself, so that you have all that information that you can do whatever you like with. Now you might be thinking, Holly, when do I need a hydration water bottle? I don't know if that's for my runs that I'm doing right now or in race day, etc. Hydration is very subjective. There is information on it, like 2 hours and up, or 10 miles and beyond, they say. That's when you should kind of be thinking about hydration, either stations in the race if you're taking a race, or bringing water if you're in training. Another thing to note is if you are drinking from water stations in a race, just think of how that might slow you down, or how busy the race is going to be, and what stations you want to, yes, use their water, and what stations maybe you want to depend on your own, just so that you can keep your pace going. But I like to kind of remind everyone of their own bodies. Notice if you're a crazy sweater. If you're a big, big sweater, maybe you need to be taking that water with you on shorter than 10 miles of a run, or less than 2 hours of a run. Or think about the time of year and time of day that you're running. Is it a super hot day? Do you think you need that for your electrolytes? There are some people that have imbalances and they need to be taking electrolytes maybe a bit quicker and a bit sooner if their workouts are maybe a little bit more intense. So all in all, you can play with it, you can flex with it, you can bend with it. There is no structured, you must be running 2 hours to take water with you. You can take it when you like. I always like to have it on me, even when I think, might be a bit short for water. That's okay. I have it there if I want to reach for it. Okay, let's dive into more creative stuff. What do we actually put in the running belt? The more interesting info, right? So what I put in mine, I usually take a gel pack. Now this is if I'm doing 10 or more K, I'll bring that with me. Again, fueling is very subjective as well. There's lots of information on that online if you want to find out more. I could definitely dive into it in a new podcast specifically on that. But it's good for trialing for longer races, for you to use it in shorter races or shorter training sessions, pardon me. And gummies as well. There's lots of things that you can be taking mid-run to keep your energy and your glycogen levels and stores up. Something else you'll find in my running belt or pockets are my keys. Now, keys are a great one. If you can leave the rest of your bundle at home, do it. the people in your run club will love you forever because they won't hear jangle jangle, and you won't be carrying as much weight around with you. Also, if you can have your house key or your car key, whatever the start place is that you're running from, the key that you'll need first, take that off of your keychain, and you can even tie it to your shoelace and tuck the key in. So if you don't have any pockets, no running belt, no problem. You can at least put that key somewhere. But make sure it's not somewhere that's going to rub up against your phone or against something that's going to puncture anything, especially if it's a new key, because there's been a few too many phone screens that I have scratched up with my keys. So take that note from me now. Okay, what else? Tissues. Oh my God. Okay, tissues. Maybe you wipe your nose on your sleeve and your mom still puts you in the naughty zone for it. But completely acceptable to also rub your nose on your sleeve on race day. I love to have tissues, and sometimes I tuck them up my sleeve like a little grandma. Sometimes I will put them in, just in my running belt, and I have them quickly accessible. In a race, it's a lot harder to like blow your nose out. And again, we're getting full transparent here. If you've got sinus stuff go on, we notice when you run or when you run faster paces, you're like, oh my gosh, I am just dripping. You're going to want a tissue, especially if you're in the middle of the crowd and you're going to have to actively get to the edge of in a race to be able to blow your nose out and not on other people. Have a tissue. Just put it in your pocket, put it in your running belt, put it up your sleeve, wherever it's going to be quickly accessible. Or yes, use your sleeve if no mothers are listening. I'm sorry, I'm detrading that. Another one is lip chap. I get chapped lips, especially in the wintertime if I'm running. Now this can be something that you just put on last minute before you leave the house. But if you're running much longer distances, or find that you just need it, like take it with you. It's very small, it will fit anywhere, pocket, whatever. But I think that's gonna be hugely valuable. I know it is. For me, when I run without it, oof, some chapped lips can be happening. And if you are in a dry part of the world that gets cold or hot, hugely beneficial. You can also get sun protector lip chap so that you are making sure that you're protecting your lips too in the summertime or just when it's really clear sky, even in the wintertime. We don't want any damage. Damage to the body. Another thing too is eye drops. Now, if you are a contact lens wearing individual, you are going to need this. And this is something that I learned in my last run that I just wish I had it. There was some serious pollen and my eyes were just itchy from like 3K in. I just wish I had some eye drops that I could have taken a moment whilst I was fueling halfway through and just dropped and squirted them in. But also, God forbid, a bug gets in your eye or your contact lens runs awry in your eye and you need to be able to see. If you are as blind as me, you're gonna wish you had eye drops with you should anything run awry. But yes, eye drops is a great one if you need that. Sticky note. Now, I don't know if you have a running belt that you can feel free to write in it with a Sharpie or something like that, but a sticky note that you can put in a compartment that just stays there with your name, your phone number, and like your emergency contact person, that if you're out running alone or something happens to you in a race, well, with a race you'd have a pinny on, but that's a really great safety piece. I went for a run, this was years ago, around the track, and on the way home I was getting so lightheaded I couldn't make it home. I had to stop at a friend's house, and luckily I was able to make it to their door before like passing out. And I slept on their parents' couch for like 2 hours. I don't know what was happening. Maybe I was fighting something. Again, this was years back, so luckily no COVID. But that was scary. And since then, I've made sure I've had some sort of emergency contact on me so that if I do a sprinting or a higher intensity workout on my own, if I need help, I don't have to be able to speak or anything. That's right there in my pocket. Everyone's moms will thank me for that one at least. I've regained myself from the tissue use. Oh my gosh. Okay, another one that goes kind of hand in hand with that. If you don't carry your phone and have like Apple Pay or some sort of a pay system on your phone that you need just in case of emergency, put a $10 bill or a bill of some sort that's going to be high enough for you to get a cab home or out and back from wherever you're running. Sometimes we go for runs and things, again, go awry. If we need to, in a pinch, be able to get an Uber or a cab, we need to have the finances to be able to get us that. Or if you need to pop in somewhere and grab a water or some sort of fuel, then that's, again, that would be in training, ideally not for a race, just running into the 7-Eleven for a little pick-me-up. But that's something else that you can think about as well, as just having something that stays in your running belt. Another one for my ladies is an extra lightweight elastic for our hair. Something that if your hairband snaps when you're tightening it up in a race or in just run training in general, you gotta back up, because running with hair in your face is never nice. If your hair is too short, maybe use clips. Again, just something that is a backup option, unless you are wearing a hat that you can just twirl it up, put it on the top of your hat, look bald for the rest of the race, that is fine. I condone that behavior, but having a backup is wicked. Now, we already touched on, you know, having the emergency number, etc. If you need or have any medical equipment that you need use of in a pinch, again, think of inhaler or EpiPen or medication, have that labeled and in a part of your fanny pack so that if you are needing help, it's there to grab. It's there for someone else to clearly use, how to instruct, you know, with all the instructions on. That's going to help you too. This one is an interesting one, but I'm saying this for all the people in the other parts of the world. And I am so glad here in Victoria, BC, we are safe and everything's pretty public in the running areas. We definitely had some scares on certain parts and trails where we've had some weirdos be reported of, you know, stalking people or running after people, or I haven't heard of any attacks, but some sort of self-defense tool as well. There are lots on the market, surprisingly. It's not something nice to talk about, but it's good to have something, whether it's one of those high-pitched alarms that you can pull the pin, or a can of spray, pepper spray. You can get pretty small ones, or something that you can hold in between your knuckles. Again, something that we shouldn't have to think about, and someday I hope we never will. But for a little bit of, if you're in a higher risk area or certain scenarios like this happen, having something that you can grab quickly out of your running belt would be huge. So I hope all these tips and all these items that I put into my running belt help inspire you in maybe some ways that will save your butt when you're on the trail or out on the road or in a race, so that you feel prepared and super set and got like everything you need in your little bag of tricks. And hopefully it doesn't turn into a Mary Poppins bag. We don't want to be hauling a suitcase with us on our runs, but it will give you that sense of security that you've got what you need. Again, if anything should go awry, or if you need to access something mid-run, you got it. You got it. Anyway, tell me what you want to add to your running belt. I want to hear what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Follow us at Excel Strength Conditioning on Instagram. I'd love to know the faces behind the listeners on this show. Thank you always for supporting me. Till next time, ladies, rock on your run!